You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in a study in the book of Galatians, and I'm going to take this day here to sort of get caught up with where we are at here in this book. And we'll be back again tomorrow with the sermon that I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. We just wrapped up chapter 3 and got into chapter 4 yesterday. So we're kind of right along here with the radio with what's going on at church. So again, I just want to invite you, if you like what you hear here on the radio, and if you're new to the community or if you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church on a Sunday morning. We meet at 10:30. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning, 10:30. Wednesday night, we meet for an old-fashioned prayer meeting with a little Bible study thrown in. We're focusing, though, on prayer for the months of January and February. I invite you to come out for that as well. We certainly welcome your prayers. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, and I just gave you the address. For more info, you can write to me, my email address, paul@wmiefm.com. Okay, so where are we at? We've been through 3 chapters. The theme of Galatians, this might be now my favorite book in all the Bible, this book of Galatians. Because it's a simple understanding of how you receive salvation. What transpires for you to be saved? What saves you? And a look at how the enemy will always try to mess that up, what saves you. You know, going all the way back to the beginning, this is the only book where Paul has no praise for those in Galatia. Actually, the church is at Galatia. This is more written to all the churches there, not just one. More like written to this region there. And he's really upset at them. And he's upset at them because of what happened. And he gets right into them in verse 6 of chapter 1 when he says that I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. King James says another gospel, which is not another. It's 2 different Greek words. The first word is heteros. It's a different gospel, which is not another. The second word, another, means another of the same kind, allos. Like when the Lord Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. It's allos, another of the same type, meaning the Holy Spirit. Here is, I marvel, I'm astounded that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. That is another gospel of a different kind than what they heard there. And there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ, he said. So what happened is these people, well, he's going to tell us as we get into chapter 2 in a moment, or actually chapter 3, he said, this only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We'll get to that, though, in a moment. Again, here in chapter 1. I loved it when I preached this a couple weeks back because this is a type of message that ministered to everyone in the church. The Lord could speak to every single person there with an entirely different thing that they're going through. Hence, chapter 1, verse 15, when Paul says, "When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood." What do you get out of that? All right, first of all, sometimes things don't come about until it pleases God. Unfortunately, I know as painful as that is, we want things to come about when they please us, and that's just not the way that it works. Paul said, "When it pleased God to reveal his son in me." Well, I want you to go back and look at Acts chapter 8 and look at the things that had to happen and things that did happen before it pleased God. We read in the book of Acts that Paul terrorized the church. He went from door to door to door, dragging out Christians and turning them over to the authorities. He wreaked havoc and tried to destroy the church of Jesus Christ. And Paul says, "When it pleased God to reveal his son in me." You see, in this case, and in many cases, friends, sometimes bad things have to happen to good people first. We read in the book of Acts that as a result of Paul's evil, it says the gospel spread north, south, east, and west. And evangelists went all around the world preaching and bringing the gospel with them. And people got saved. Thousands of people got saved because of Paul's sin. I don't encourage you to sin, but I'm here to encourage you today that God can take your sin and turn it around for good. Hallelujah. Some of my greatest victories or triumphs have come about through God taking a misstep and a fault that brought me much grief and turned it around for something good. So that's the first thing that we see here, when it pleased God. And then it says, "Who separated me from my mother's womb." You got to remember, or let me tell you if you don't know, friend, the evils of abortion, and that is God's planned your birth. He planned Paul's birth, not only Paul's. When you go back to the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it says, God the Father says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Friends, God is the one. He is the giver of life, and he is the creator. He is the one. He is the one who creates everyone and everything. So, and Paul's here. See, God had his hand on Paul before he was born. For that matter, God's had his hand on you before you were born as well. And he separated you from your mother's womb. Not just Paul. We know and read that God's no respecter of persons. We know, like the Lord Jesus Christ said too, as great as John the Baptist is, he who was least here is greater than him. To use the Esposito paraphrase. So when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Remember, you can't get saved if you're not called. God's got to call you. Otherwise, you keep doing what you're doing. It's like God calling you on a proverbial cell phone. What do you do when he calls? If God called you on your cell phone, what would you do? What would your options be? Well, the first thing you could do would be to refuse the call or maybe send a voicemail. "Sorry, but the person you're looking for right now is busy and he'll call you or she will call you back when it's more convenient." Or you could block the caller, you know? He keeps calling and calling and calling because he loves you, wants you to be saved and wants to help you, and you get tired of it, so you block the call, block it. Block it. Then when you block the call, you don't see it anymore, and you don't hear the call anymore because you've blocked it. The last thing you can do when he calls is receive it. You receive the call, and God tells you a secret. You know what the secret is, friend? Because you have to be called. And when God calls you, he says, "Meet me at the cross. Meet me at the cross." Because that is where you die to self. And that's where the Son of God died for your sins. And that is when the law ends. And this was another struggle here with this church. And that is that they were lied to and told that they were still under the law. But we read in chapter 3, verse 13, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made or having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. So this is what's happened here in Galatia. But some great truths here. I encourage you to go through, read this book. Let the Lord speak to you with whatever issues you're dealing with. Remember, friend, God's got your back. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and if your name is in the book of life, just wait on the Lord. Like we read in the Bible, read so many times, read Psalm 27, wait, I say, on the Lord. Read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on God. He's got your back. Sometimes he waits for reasons only known. No, I'll tell you why. He waits because he wants to make you, friend, a spiritual giant. That's why. That's why James and Paul in Romans 5:3 says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. God waits to do a great work in you. He is at work in you. We get in chapter 2, we read famous scripture here. Chapter 2, verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. Therefore, it is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. What does that mean? That means all the people, or maybe your grandmother or someone told you, all you have to do is just keep the Ten Commandments and be a good person and you'll be okay. Now, Paul is showing you that that's wrong. That if there was another way other than the cross, then God made a mistake and Jesus died in vain and didn't have to die. But you see, he didn't die in vain. He died for yours and our sins. And the problem here in this church is that people were trying to add that. They were trying to add something to your salvation. Your salvation is by grace alone. That is, it comes from God, and you haven't earned it, and you don't deserve it. It's grace. You don't rightfully have it coming to you. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's actually what you rightfully have coming to you. But God in his grace has provided a substitute. The same as he told Abraham way back in Genesis. He says God will provide for himself the lamb. And that's just what he did. Behold, the Lamb of God, John the Baptist says, who taketh away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So this is where we're at here in Galatians. Wait on the Lord. He's got your back. He hasn't forgot about you. Also, the last thing in there, he said, was I did not confer with flesh and blood. What does that mean? That means when God has told you something, sometimes you're not to go out and talk about it with anyone else. If God's given you something to do, now I'm not talking about if you're married. That's a whole nother thing because God always confirms things with your spouse. So other than that, let's push that aside. If God's given you something to do or told you something to do, it's not up for you to confer with flesh and blood about it. Don't go asking someone else's opinion for something that God has told you to do because other people haven't received your vision. And they'll probably try to talk you out of it. Naturally, anyone would try to talk you out of it if they haven't received your vision. Because your vision, you probably won't understand. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. That's it for today. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow with yesterday's sermon here. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook